الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentioned in the Quran Sharif ظهر الفساد في البر والبحر بما كسبت أيدي الناس that corruption has appeared on land and at sea because of the evil actions of men ليذيقهم بعض الذي عملوا so that Allah تبارك وتعالى may let them taste the consequence of some of the evil actions. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ So they may again adopt taqwa and refrain from the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allama Alusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayh explains in his internationally famous tafsir Ruhul Ma'ani what is the meaning of corruption. He states that fasad, corruption refers to famine. It refers to plagues, fires, tsunamis in which people drown, and barakah, blessings being wiped out, etc. We understand from this verse that we suffer worldly calamities primarily due to our sins. Particularly in regards to plagues, Hazrat Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that when indecency, shamelessness, behayai becomes apparent in a nation, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala causes plagues and new illnesses to spread amongst them, which never occurred amongst the previous people. Another narration of Tabrani states that when adultery becomes widespread in a nation, then people lose their lives excessively, as we see in the current plague, that how many thousands of people have lost their lives. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also mentions in the Quran, فَأَنزَلْنَا عَلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا رِجْزًا مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ بِمَا كَانُوا يَفْسُقُونَ That we send down a punishment upon the oppressors, the sinners, from the heavens because of their transgression. So the difficulties, the hardships that descend upon the ummah is primarily because of our disobedience to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We should therefore turn to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, sincerely cry and repent for our gunas, for our sins, and make a firm pledge never to return to these sins in the future. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq.